This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Senior Resource Center of Sawyer County is inviting area residents to contribute to a fundraising drive for its Meals on Wheels program. Organization officials say they're facing cuts like many other nonprofits in the region, but the need for the Meals program is increasing. The Meals on Wheels program provides area seniors who can't get out of the house as often as they used to with nutritious meals, as well as a wellness check and some social interaction. Senior Resource Center officials are recommending donations of about $7 per meal. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration officials say the mild fall weather has left the waters of Lake Superior about 5 degrees warmer than average. According to a Northern News Now report, the average water temperature recorded on Lake Superior this year is about 53 degrees, higher than the usual mark of 48 degrees at this time of year. They also say 53 degrees is the second warmest that Lake Superior has ever been through this point in October. Experts warn that temperature shifts could impact things like algae blooms and fish habitats. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shot so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory viruses start to become more common again. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced a notable increase in the number of children being screened for lead exposure this year. According to a press release, about 26% more children under the age of 6 have been screened for lead exposure compared to last year. DHS officials shared the data to honor National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week. They say screening more kids for lead exposure allows state and local health departments to catch more cases of lead poisoning before they lead to serious health impacts for the kids. The Hayward Community School Board approved its 2025-2026 budget and property tax levy at its meeting this week. The new budget includes a nearly 3.5% increase in the levy over last year, but a 21-cent decrease in the tax rate due to the increased value of school district properties. In total, the newly approved budget includes about $27.5 million in revenue and about $29.1 million of expenditures for the general fund. District officials also noted an enrollment decline of 39 students compared to last fall. After weeks of consideration, the city of Shell Lake has officially decided what to do with the donated sculpture. The city had originally considered plans to place the sculpture of a woman on a paddleboard with her dog in Memorial Park, but a number of residents expressed concerns over whether the Veterans Park was the right place for it. The city council then decided to accept the sculpture, but tasked the plan commission with finding a better place for it. At its meeting this month, the city council approved placing the sculpture at the Shell Lake Arts Center. Rice Lake area residents are being invited to a few Halloween events beginning this weekend. The Rice Lake Main Street Association will host a trick-or-treating event in the downtown area on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Cedar Mall and Cambridge Senior Living will also host their own trick-or-treating events for area kids on Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. On October 31st, Dove Healthcare in Rice Lake will host a Wizard of Oz-themed trick-or-treating event. The organized event are meant to give area families a safe place for their kids to fully enjoy the holiday. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state coalition in filing an amicus brief challenging the deployment of the National Guard in Chicago. According to a press release, the brief argues the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard is unlawful, unconstitutional, and undemocratic. In a statement, Attorney General Call said allowing a president to deploy the military into cities over the objection of their governors would be fundamentally inconsistent with our system of government. Following Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call's decision to seek re-election in 2026, his Republican opponent from the 2022 election has announced he will also run again. On Tuesday, Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney officially announced he will run for Attorney General in the 2026 election. Call narrowly defeated Toney in 2022 by about a 1.3% margin. In his announcement, Toney said his top priorities if elected would include addressing the fentanyl crisis, changing crime lab practices, and targeting violent crime in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a pair of bipartisan bills aimed at bolstering EMS services. According to a press release, the bills aim to reduce financial barriers for residents pursuing a career in the field and increase the Medicaid reimbursement rate to reduce the financial burden for local governments and providers. Under the new laws, the Wisconsin Technical College System Board will award grant funding to technical colleges that offer an EMS program, and the Medicaid reimbursement rate for ambulance responses will increase to $175. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.